Today we hear from the Gospel of St. Luke, one of the Lord's many teachings on how to live, to place it in its proper context. If you read chapter 6 of St. Luke's Gospel, you'll see that there's series after series of sayings of the Lord, and we see his teaching, combined block of teaching that comes right before, that is often called the Sermon on the Plain. There's the Sermon on the Mount. Here we have the Sermon on the Plain, which is similar, but not the same, a different occasion. And among all of those beautiful sayings, we have the one we heard this morning. I just wanted to tell you that there is a much bigger context than what we heard. And what we heard is very challenging. Sometimes we hear something from the gospel, and we don't understand just how challenging it is. The Lord says, if you love those who love you, if you do good to those who do good to you, if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, as we heard in the translation this morning, what credit is that to you? What good is that to you? Even sinners do the same. So the Lord instead is asking us to love those, not instead, but in addition to, who don't love us, to do good to those who do not do good to us, and to lend to those from whom we do not expect repayment, a teaching which would cause the economic collapse of Canada within a couple of months or less. It would. It may sound funny, but it would. Unless the nation were built on other principles, in which case it wouldn't. What I mean to say by that is that there are a set of principles which we have accepted in our own society, and they are perhaps at one or two levels. Let me sketch them out for you. Three levels that the fathers talk about in terms of how we live. There is the unnatural level. The unnatural level is where a person is out of control. In this case, not only does the person restrict his or her behavior to loving only those who love him or her, but this person shows aggressive behavior to everybody. It's a level which is not described in the gospel this morning. This is the level of violence and aggression. And we have laws, and we have the police, and we have a court system to stop people from doing this, because otherwise the very fabric of society would be destroyed. And that's the unnatural level, the fathers call. Then there is the natural level. The natural level is what you just heard in the gospel at the beginning. If someone loves you, you love them. You love the members of your family. You love your friends. You love those who are kind to you. That's natural, actually. That's natural. That's not a particularly unusual behavior. That's natural. It's not a criminal behavior. It's better than an unnatural behavior. But whenever someone does something good for us, if we are well raised, we say thank you, and we try to do something good in return. It's built into a number of cultures around the globe. In some cultures, you give a gift to someone, you're going to receive a gift back. That person will take something from his or her home and return a gift to you. That's the natural level. This isn't Christianity yet. This isn't Christianity yet. You lend to someone who you know is going to pay you back quickly and in full. It's a safe risk. Put it that way, maybe there's no risk. That's natural. The Lord says the pagans do that. The sinners do the same. You don't have to be a Christian to do that. You just need to be a good person. That's what a person would do when someone is in need. What is the Lord asking us to do? He's asking us to love those who don't love us at all. I didn't say they love us somewhat. I said who don't love us at all. The Lord says, love your enemies. And in saying this, he placed himself absolutely apart from the ethical teaching of any other teacher. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Lend to those from whom you have little hope of getting a return. This is not the natural level. This is the life of God. This is Christianity. This is the impossible level. This is the level where you and I look at it and say, I can't do that. I hope that's what we say, because there is no skill hidden inside a human being, just in case you want to look for one. You don't have a hidden power that allows you to do good to people who hate you and who never do good towards you. You don't have a hidden power to love your enemies consistently. Listen, you know the reality of it. It doesn't take very much testing for us to respond. I've remarked on it in sermons before. Look what happens when people drive. Is it such a big deal? Someone cuts another person off? I'm going to kill you for that. We have on record in North America, perhaps less so in Canada, people taking out arms and killing another person on the road. So much for love your enemies. Can't even show courtesy to another driver or say, okay, that wasn't right, but let's forget it. In other words, a little bit of testing. And the unnatural level, the first one, the unnatural level returns. You did something I didn't like, I'm going to punish you for it. And I'm going to punish you so badly that you'll never forget. So we slip from the natural into the unnatural very quickly, in a way which is frightening for all of us. But do we slip very quickly into the level of God's life? No, we don't, because you and I don't have, as I mentioned, a hidden skill that allows us to do that. So, how do we live that way? What can we do? We admit to God that we don't have the skill. You won't love your enemies by telling yourself you need to become more religious. It's not going to happen. At least it's not going to happen consistently. You're not going to do good to those who hate you by trying harder. I'm going to try harder this week to do that. Really? In every respect of life, you're going to do good to those who hate you. You're going to lend to those from whom you are not going to expect a return. I don't think so. So why not in the spiritual life admit to God the truth, tell Christ, I can't live that way. Because the second you tell him that, the possibility for the beginning of Christianity has arrived. Now you're going to stop being religious and you're going to become a Christian. Now you're going to stop trying harder in your own strength and you're going to live the life of Christ. That's his life. That's his life. We should be able to identify it quickly in the gospel. Loving your enemies, who is that? Who is it who does that? Christ. Doing good to those who hate you, who does that all the time? every time Christ's. Who would have lent, not that he had much to give, without expecting a return? The Lord. Someone asks you, the Lord says, for one article of clothing, give him your tunic, give him your other article of clothing. He's impossible, the Lord, on the human level for us. He asks us to do what you and I can't do. And the second we tell him, honestly, I can't do it, the chance to live the Christian life arrives. We've become honest. We've told the Lord we don't have that capacity. We can't love the way he does. We can't do good to those who hate us consistently. And so we ask for his life. We ask for his life. We ask for his life to be lived in us. That changes us profoundly. So now, instead of being people who may be good people, but who are afflicted by self-love, philaftia, the fathers call it. That's why you and I can't live the life of God without his help. Because even when we love others, even when we are good to them, we retain a little bit of self-love, the kind of self-love that the Lord did not have, that led him to the cross. When he went to the cross, he did not express love for self. He expressed obedience to his Father and love for us. Complete, total, unconditional love for us. For self-love to be defeated in my heart and in yours, we need to repent of living a life outside of God's power. We need to accept the life of Christ consciously, consciously. What we don't ask for, we will not receive. The Lord will not force his life onto us. If we want to live the life on the natural level, which the people before Christ already knew about, the Greeks already knew what it was to live an ethical life. They had philosophers who philosophized about it. Aristotle knew about it, wrote about it. So did other peoples. You don't have to be a Christian to love those who love you, even though, of course, it is the right thing to do. But you have to be a Christian to love those who hate you, to love your enemies. You have to be a Christian to give to those from whom you do not expect a return. There you need the life of Christ. And that's where we have to say that we have no possibility other than to accept his own love and his own life if we are going to live what we see here in Holy Scripture. And so we are left with a choice. None of us want to live a life that is unnatural. It's destructive to other people and to ourselves. We, of course, at least want to reach the natural level, to love our families and friends. The Lord is telling us that's good, but that's not enough. To go to live the life of God, we need him. We need him. There's no other possibility other than to open our hearts and to tell him that our hearts are empty, and that we need to receive his love and his grace, and to do the things which are above the standard ethical norms and bring us into the life of God.